AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. will send Ukraine more Patriot missiles. The AP Sagar Magani reports it's part of a new $6 billion aid package.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A deadline has been extended for pro-Palestinian demonstrators to clear out of Columbia University in New York. Sweda Pollott is one of the demonstrators involved in the talks.
They believe they can outstand us. We tell them that they cannot. We have proved the power of the student movement. We have sparked similar encampments across this nation. And eyes are on us, eyes are on Columbia to be a leader in negotiations for divestment.
The school says the demonstrators had committed to removing a significant number of tents and agreed only students would remain at the encampment. They also agreed to ban any discriminatory language or harassing messages. Buckingham Palace says King Charles will resume his public duties Tuesday, visiting a cancer treatment center. Charles took a break from public appearances almost 3 months ago to focus on his treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. Officials say Egypt is sending a high-level delegation to Israel in hopes of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza and avert an Israeli offensive on Gaza's town of Rafah. There is growing international pressure for a ceasefire. Stocks are higher in late-day trading. This is AP News. Philadelphia 76ers All-Star center Joel Embiid has been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis, and has been dealing with it for more than a week.
Bad migraines and thought it was nothing, but usually I don't like to check it out, but for some reason I ended up, having to tell.
Embiid was wearing sunglasses when he spoke to reporters just after scoring 50 points.
Pretty annoying, with my left side of my face, my mouth, and and my eye.
Bell's palsy is a mostly temporary condition that can strike out of the blue and cause muscles on one side of a person's face to become weak or paralyzed, distorting expression.
It's been tough, but I'm not a quitter, so got to keep fighting through anything.
The Sixers are in the middle of an NBA playoff series with the New York Knicks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.